This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Margaret Carrero at the Oscars in Hollywood, where the film Poor Things leads with three Oscar wins, including costume design and production design. Emma Stone secured her second nomination for a lead actress for the film.
Understand, me never lived outside God's house.
What?
So Bella's so much to discover, and your sad face makes me discover angry feelings for you.
Poor Things is one of 10 films nominated for the night's biggest award, Best Picture, including Oppenheimer, which had the most nominations with 13. Other Best Picture nominees include Barbie and Killers of the Flower Moon. Now with more CBS News, here's Linda Kenyon.
The Election Year Academy Awards got underway with protests outside the Dolby Theater demanding a ceasefire in Gaza.
Ceasefire now!
Those protests also snarled traffic near the Oscar venue. The U.S. military and other partner nations have been airdropping humanitarian aid to help the Palestinian civilians caught in the crossfire in Gaza. But Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says it's not nearly enough.
Netanyahu has got to be told no more money for his war machine unless there is humanitarian aid coming in to feed the people.
Sanders spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Despite the war in Gaza, Israel says the Al-Aqsa Mosque and other holy sites will be open to Muslims during Ramadan. Raquel Haramson speaks for the Israeli government.
To those that say no worshippers are being allowed access to Al-Aqsa for prayers, they are wrong. The entrance of worshippers to the Temple Mount will be permitted in similar numbers to previous years.
Al-Aqsa is considered one of the most holy sites in the world for Muslims. It sits on a hill in Jerusalem's old city, in a compound also revered by Jews who call it the Temple Mount. Unrest in Haiti has led the U.S. military to evacuate non-essential personnel from the U.S. Embassy in Port-au-Prince. Haitian Times editor McElvie Neal describes a desperate situation.
We have to keep hoping for a solution. We can't lose hope is the message we're sending out to anyone who cares about not just Haitians, but who cares about human rights.
Neal says some 300 gangs are getting closer to a complete takeover of the island nation. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle made a weekend visit to Uvalde to spend time with the family of one of the victims of the school massacre there.
Happy birthday to you.
There they are singing happy birthday to Claudia Martinez, the sister of fourth grade teacher Irma Garcia, who was one of the 21 people killed in the school shooting. Markle also made a surprise visit to Uvalde 2 days after the shooting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time now for the Layer on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group with the Civil Engineers, right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, Rob. The Civil Engineers started building bridges to funk, rock, and soul in Madison in 2013 and saving bridges somewhere along the way. The seven-piece signature groove features the soaring vocals of Molly Fish underscored by a funky rhythm section that gives way to hard-hitting horns. Tonight, we have a special version of the Civil Engineers, an acoustic quartet. Right now, Molly, Tim, Jason, and Educational Davis, they are in the studio. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you.
So, for our listeners who may not be familiar, you guys are normally a seven-piece band. How did you three end up holding the bag here?
That's a good question. You know, I like to think of the vocals, the bass player playing acoustic guitar, a sub guitar player, and a sax player really is the core of any band. Those are all the members you need, I think. The rest of them can eat crow if they don't want to come to a gig.
I know bassists, they always want to play guitar.
You know, they always want to play guitar. Tilo actually was originally a guitar player in this band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I think I remember that back in the beginning.
Back in the day.
Yeah, and you grow into the spots that you're needed. And we needed a bass, and so that's how I started.
Wow.
And the rest is history. He's now one of the funkiest bass players in Wisconsin.
He is. He's got a great, you know, walking bass lines. I've always noticed that about your music. For our listeners who are not familiar with the Civil Engineers, tell us a little bit about the band's backstory. And why are you called the Civil Engineers? Is that some kind of, like, Mason's code, like, secret?
Ooh, it should be. We should come up with a code. We, way back in 2012, played our very first gig, and we were dubbed the Civil Engineers by the folks at that gig because we'd written our first original song called Save the Bridge, and who builds bridges? Civil Engineers.
Aha!
So that is the secret, and we'll be playing Save the Bridge later tonight, so you'll get to hear a little bit of that first song.
And the third EP for the Civil Engineers is called Heads on Birds, which won a... Mama Award for Best Pop Album in 2022. Molly, you've added pop singer to your repertoire. That's got to feel pretty good, you know, to be recognized by your fans and peers for such an award.
For sure. We love the Mamas. We love performing. We performed at the Mamas announcement party, finalist announcement party last year. And we always, on Father's Day, a bunch of our dads were there. It was a super fun show at Wisconsin Brewing Company, and we always appreciate the support of the fans.
And absolutely. The parental support, that's great.
And parental support.
Even when you're all grown up.
That's right. Very grown up.
Well, let's get to some live music in the lair with the Civil Engineers Acoustic Quartet. Presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the first song that you have for us tonight, it's called Blind Pigeons. I mean, are they at least equipped with, like, sonar?
So, I looked up the article that I originally read, which created this song.
He wrote this song.
Oh, sorry.
Tim Lopez.
This is me.
Song by Tim Lopez.
Tim Lopez, Tilo. And there's an article in Nature about how pigeons can hear the electromagnetic waves of the earth. And that's how homing pigeons move around. There's a lot of science behind it. We don't know what the science is, but it exists. Pigeons find themselves even when they can't see.
And then he used it to write a song that is really meaningful and more about loneliness and finding your people. So, you know, so there's a lot of science behind it. But
so pigeons do have sonar.
I would say in a sense, but it's like they can hear the electromagnetic waves. So, like, every location has an actual, like, electromagnetic signature. It's like a GPS tracking system, something like that. But
they must hate electric cars, right? Like them.
They might, and we don't know.
That's probably why they poop on them.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Wow.
But the idea behind the song is that sometimes you find your people. Those people come to you, whether or not it's when you're moving from place to place, and you don't know how or why or what draws you to your group. But for me, moving from La Crosse to Madison, that was something that I felt when I went to the bar the Up North. And the People Brothers Band and all those people. So that's what that song is about.
Nice. Blind Pigeons with Sonar. This is the Civil Engineers. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio live in the lair. We are local music. Oh, we have a microphone. Oh, there we go. We're back.
sail into another world. And I found it's not that different from home. Soon enough I'll find you like a pigeon searching through a storm. Lips were dry, so I stepped up to the bar. Your thoughts matched mine, hands outstretched with a card to hold the spotlight. Soon enough I found myself familiar with someone unknown. Might be too late for that kind of thing. I'm wrapped in whiskey and I'm sure if I'm stumbling. Maybe tomorrow, if permitted by time, we'll recreate golden nostalgic art frames of mine. Ever met your past in a stranger's eyes? Were you comforted by the memories of loves gone by? Did you ever find yourself wondering where in your mind did they slip to? Later on, conversation. I always cast a wind freely spent with more than whispers in the dark when no one listened in. Soon less call forces a decision made several times before. Might be too late for that kind of thing. I'm wrapped in whiskey and unsure if I'm stumbling. Maybe tomorrow, if permitted by time, we'll recreate golden nostalgic garden frames of mine. And if our paths cross, hope I remember your name. We're tracing circles forward like propellers on a plane. You cast my memory to a warm place in time, and I swear if those days could return, what I'd give. A petrified thought and cause for concern. Don't dwell in the past, leave them bridges unburned. Might be too late for that kind of thing. I'm wrapped in whiskey and I'm sure if I'm stumbling. Maybe tomorrow, if permitted by time, we'll recreate golden nostalgia card frames of mine. Frames of mine.
You are listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, powered by the Aaron Weber Group.
All right, we are back with the Civil Engineers, Tim Lopez. Let's get to know a little more about the band tonight. T-Lo, Tim Lopez, tonight you're on guitar, but normally you're on the bass. How did you get into music? What is your backstory?
So originally, I started out on piano, and the reason being is because I was diagnosed early on with ADD, if that's a surprise to you. But my mom found out that getting kids involved in music early on can help. It's sort of a treatment that didn't require Ritalin. And so that was what she put me in. And 5 years old, I was playing piano and then picked up the cello in third grade when I was eight. And I got my first guitar when I was in high school, and it was mostly guitar until I joined the band, 10 years ago. So
And then picked up the bass.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing is that we our first guitar player, he was playing like the original arrangement. I was playing acoustic guitar. He was playing an electric guitar. And Chris Castro, who was our first guitar player, like he was, there was no chance that like when we ended up like having to figure out who's going to play bass, there's no chance it was going to be him. So, you know, that's how it goes. I'm sure that's the story for most bass players.
I think it is. You're absolutely right. And I was going to ask about your parents' role in your musical upbringing. Now, did they also play music or?
My dad played the mean clarinet, I'm told. Never heard it. It's been in a box. It actually he just gave Carl Redke, our drummer, his clarinet that he played in high school. But other than that, it's been more of like the encouragement. They've always found like they were the type of parents that were at every show. They're at every concert, that sort of thing. For Christmas, I was getting guitar pedals. I was getting an electric guitar. It's getting amps. That was kind of the thing growing up.
Wow. Helps to have ADD.
I know. Oh, yeah. We got to get this kid. Yeah.
So normally the civil engineers perform as a 7-piece band, but today you have stripped down the instrumentation to highlight Molly's vocals for songs that are not normally in your set list. So tell us a little bit about the special arrangements that we have today and what goes into stripping things down.
Yeah, when we were thinking about doing this gig, we actually, and knew a couple people couldn't be here, we thought it would be a fun opportunity to dive back into some of these older songs that we used to do when Tilo did play guitar in our band and even wrote that song that we just played. He wrote it on guitar and then played it on guitar originally in our band. So I feel like this was a cool opportunity to showcase that he's still got the chops. And then the fact that you can hear that you can hear me a little bit better just kind of makes it for a fun challenge for me to, you know, have to actually show up and perform instead of just being drowned out by horns. Just kidding, Jason. Sorry. He doesn't like it when I tell him that he drowns me out. But it's a constant battle between vocalists and horn sections, I believe, in the funk world. But we play a lot of genres of music is the thing, and we always have. When we started, we were a lot more influenced on like lighter rock and some things that would lend itself to be acoustic more than like funk does, I would say, or soul, which is, you know, always got heavy drums, heavy horns, and heavy bass lines. Since we don't have a bass line, this felt like a cool opportunity to revisit these songs. We really like them, so hope you enjoy.
Sounds great.
Thanks.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Civil Engineers Acoustic Quartet presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song that you have for us tonight, it's called Save the Bridge. Where is that confounded bridge?
It's in our hearts, Rocker. It's in our hearts and in our brains and in our community. And we really like to say we're building bridges of music and connection with the community and with our audiences. And, you know, there's a lot of real bridges, too. We took a photo shoot on the bridge right by where I grew up on the east side of Madison over the Yahara River So I feel like that's maybe the closest thing to a real bridge. But we by no means have saved any of them in real life.
Okay.
But, yeah, this was the first song we ever wrote. and it gave us our name.
Wow. The namesake song. This is the Civil Engineers Acoustic Quartet on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
To build a bridge from here to tomorrow, or maybe next year. I said we got to build a bridge from here to tomorrow, or maybe next year. Are deep and they're dark, but you don't got to fear, no. I said the waters we're crossing are deep and they're dark, but but you don't got to fear. No, 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 no. Children, but there's a price to pay. The future we're building, we'll save our children, but there's a price to pay. Oh, for robbing and stealing, the White House is dealing in what we cannot say. That's right, for robbing and stealing, the White House is dealing in what we cannot say.
Lair on Mag Sync Radio. Powered by the Aaron Weber Group.
All right. Save the Bridge. That was awesome. Molly, Tim, tell us the story of Educational Davis joining the Civil Engineers.
Ooh, I'm going to let Tilo take that one.
He's with you tonight in the lair.
Nope, he's an official member now. We like to... I'm just kidding.
We were looking for that vibe that he could bring, and so we're so glad that he's joined the band.
Just permanently forever, he has to play every gig, and he's super stoked about it, obviously.
Well...
Hi, everybody.
That is Educational Davis. Hey, Educational Davis, tell us a little of your backstory. And we know you were just in the Flavor of the Kills,
I'm just a Menasha boy. I'm from Menasha, Wisconsin. Go Blue Jays.
How did you get into music?
My dad blasted rock music loudly a lot. And it was pretty cool. That was kind of the background music of my life.
Like records?
Yeah,
the stereo?
Like Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa? All right.
So it wasn't really a choice. It was just... I'm not many people in my family really play a lot of instruments all the time, but
so when
big
did
consumers.
You, when did you come to Madison from Menasha?
2004 for college, because I needed to. I thought maybe I'd be able to meet more musicians in Madison, I was right.
And yeah. You came to the University of Wisconsin.
Like, what's going on tonight?
You're still here.
Yeah, I mean, I just was talking to you. Well, I wasn't talking, but, you know, it was in the last band that was on, so.
Right.
So the moral of the story is, go Madison. Got me in a bunch of bands. Thanks.
And what kind of degree did you graduate with?
Geography.
All right.
Yes. Now he knows where Madison is.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with the Civil Engineers Acoustic Quartet presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song that you have for us tonight, it's called Mediator. Is this a song about conflict resolution, or is it the next Marvel movie?
Honestly, it's neither, but it should be both. And it is another, early Tilo composition with that he brought to the band. And we, it's a fun one. I'd say it's, I don't know what this song's about, but it should definitely be about let's all just pretend it's about the next Marvel.
I think I was either thinking Mediator. It might be the person in the car on the way to your gig when you're arguing about the directions to where the actual club is and you're in the middle of nowhere. That's the Mediator.
Yes, it is. Nailed it, Rocker.
All right, let's get back to live music with the Civil Engineers live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. We are local music.
Swimming round here for days through the loopholes of my moral face. Conflicting thoughts are sinking down where the muck's the deepest, darkest brown. I dive in, but I lose my breath. Try to break them free. Too much confusion, and it's too hard to see. Well, it's so hard to bring the tension down. Yeah, it's so hard to wrap my mind around. And spill it out. Can't stop the fighting that will come about. Speaking first and thinking last. Everything is clear when viewed towards the past. I dive in, but I lose my breath. Try to break them free. Too much confusion, and it's still too hard to see. Well, it's so hard to bring the tension down. Yeah, it's so hard to wrap my mind around. And when my levee breaks, my water will wash you away. Hey, I dive in, but I lose my breath. Try to break them free. Too much confusion, and it's too hard to see. Well, it's so hard to bring the tension down. Yeah, it's so hard to wrap my mind around.
This is Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, powered by the Aaron Weber Group. More from the Civil Engineers after this on the Civic Media Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, Live in the Lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's Live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
In a world where nothing makes sense anymore, see a movie about a time-traveling soldier who's half human, half zombie, and she's the only one who can stop the apocalypse. The movie, A Time to Die, was shot in Madison and will premiere on Friday, March 29th at Overture Center for the Arts. For ticket information, search for A Time to Die on Facebook.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, powered by the Aaron Weber Group.
Thanks, Rob. The Civil Engineers are right here in Live in the Lair with us, and they have a show coming up, Harmony Bar in Madison, on April 27th with Invisible Cartoons. The Harmony is one of your favorite places to play, and the Invisible Cartoons are one of your good friends from Chicago. Tell us about the Harmony and the cartoons that we can't see.
We love the Harmony Bar. I grew up not one block from the Harmony Bar on the east side of Madison.
Really?
And I literally grew up there. Yeah, for sure. My parents tell stories about me crawling around on the floor when they used to have like the peanut shells down there still.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I literally grew up there. But it was a really fun hometown show. I remember when we first played there, and it's always been one of our favorite places to play. So excited to be back there on April 27th, especially with the Invisible Cartoons, our buddies. They do Smile Rock. And it's exactly what you think it is. It's rock that makes you smile.
Really?
And they will make you smile. They are so much fun. We've just, the first time we ever played a gig with them, I couldn't tell you what it is. Maybe Tilo could, but we just clicked instantly with all those guys. They had us come stay at their house when we were down in Illinois. They come stay with us. I know Jason's hosted them multiple times at his house. Yeah, Teal's parents has hosted them in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Just like they are our family, basically.
That is
at this
parental
point.
Support.
Yeah, exactly. So we love them. They're great. You should all check them out. Invisible Cartoons.
Molly Fish, you are a sultry singer, the magazine cover story, the owner of an independent bookstore.
Yep, I'm many things. I'm many things. Lake City Books, 107 North Hamilton Street, right up here on the square by the old-fashioned, the Children's Museum. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, you're good. I'm just curious.
I heard like independent bookstore and I got really excited.
As you should. As you should. What made you decide to open a bookstore in the digital age?
I mean, books are back, baby, is what I would say. Okay. Books are back. Yeah. Young people need a break from their screens and they're turning more and more to print books. It is a real thing and is a trend that I see every day, and I've literally staking my all of my livelihood on that trend. So it's going really well so far. I just want to say it's funny that we have this Harmony Bar gig on April 27th. That date is burned into my brain because it is also Independent Bookstore Day. I accidentally told Jason it was okay to book this date, and I realized that is going to be the busiest day of the year at my store. And then I have our first big gig in Madison for many months that same night. So I will be probably a drunken mess by the end of that day, but it will be a super fun show. I will be very loose, and we will have a great time. So you can come visit me at either of those locations on April 27th at Lake City Books for Independent Books for Day. We will have specials. It will be a blast. And then at the Harmony Bar later that evening.
It sounds like a full day.
It's going to be big.
Fun.
I have a lot of regrets, but there's no going back now. So we're just going to do it, and it's going to be great.
What's your favorite book?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
What a question.
If you can choose
Rocker
one.
With the hard-hitting questions. I mean, my answer to that, my canned answer, is one of my favorites that I've read many, many times, is 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. He's a Colombian writer who is the father of magical realism as a style. It's a gorgeous book. It has everything, you know, history and families over generations, and it's just, I've read it at every decade of my life at least once. I look forward to reading it many times again in the future. So that's one of my favorites, but I read a ton, so it's always hard to pick.
Maybe on the 28th.
Yeah. Maybe I'll read again on that day.
So how do we find your bookstore online?
LakeCityBooks.com, baby. It is a happening place, and we're actually trying to help replace Amazon in Madison for books. So
nice.
You can order books on our website, even if we don't have it in the store, and then just come pick it up in like a week later.
Awesome.
So it's super easy to use. It's super like fun to come pick up books downtown. Also, you can then grab coffee at Bradbury's, support a bunch of local businesses, and get the same books that the Big A would sell you. But you're supporting me and other local businesses, and all the money that I get goes into other local Madison businesses. So it's a great community.
Wow, I love that. Support local. Molly, what is your backstory? I mean, how did you start singing? How did you get into the music?
I mean, really, they couldn't stop me is what it was. As a child, I was just a big ham, and I wanted to sing and be the center of attention all the time. And so my parents were like, I don't know, let's ship her off to theater camp in the summer. And then they came and watched me at the end of this summer camp in middle school, and I was like the star of Charlie Brown, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And they were like, oh, shoot, I guess we got to get her.
Were
like,
you Charlie Brown, the character?
I was Snoopy,
okay.
The unsung hero of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
So they were like, I guess we have to start doing like voice lessons and piano lessons. And I did all the things. I started off in musical theater for sure, but pivoted quickly to just pop in general. And I've always looked up to soul and R&B singers. Ella Fitzgerald, Aretha Franklin, these were like my idols growing up. It's who I listened to all the time. So that's, you can hear a lot of that in my voice. And like 90s rock, Alanis Morissette, that kind of stuff is awesome too. So you couldn't stop me. I just sing all the time. It's pretty annoying probably. And this was my first band that I joined. I've been in other bands since, but Civil Engineers, they popped my band cherry.
And you enjoy parental support.
A lot of parental support. They still come out to gigs when they can, when it's not too late. But they're also very supportive of the bookstore. My mom was just there today helping check people out, giving me a lunch break. She brought me lunch and like let me go eat in the back while she checked people out. So they're super supportive and helpful.
Thanks,
How
Mom.
How cool is
Thanks,
that?
Thanks, Mom.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with the Civil Engineers Acoustic Quartet presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Say My Name. Well, not if your name is Uncle. I say no.
Just say Lake City Books. That's my name from now on. Turn on the lights so I can see. I want to remember everything. The smell of your sweater, the light in your eyes, where the rain is falling, when you're telling me goodbye. But say my name before you leave me. Say my name before you go, yeah. 'Cause it sounds so sweet when it leaves your lips. So won't you seal it with a kiss? Let's pour another gin, have one last glass of wine. Hold me like we're infinite instead of out of time, yeah. Well, this night can be endless, yeah, if we never, never forget it. Oh, they can take you from me, but they can't, no, they cannot. Say my name, babe. Say my name one time to me, out loud for me, 'cause it sounds so sweet, and I might never hear it again. Ooh, seal it with a kiss, baby. Call, I won't mind. Maybe you will. You'll think of me all from time, yeah, to time. Baby, yeah. Baby, yeah. No, we won't have past. We'll just have tonight. So won't you do me just one favor before you take that flight? Say my name. Say my name before you leave me. Don't you leave me. No. Oh, it sounds so sweet when it leaves your lips, baby. So maybe seal it with one.
You are listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, powered by the Aaron Weber Group.
Wow, that was an incredible song. That really rocked.
Thank you.
So we're going to bring up your sax player.
Jason in the hot seat.
Let's meet Mr. Jason Buck, playing saxophone here in the Lair. Jason, what's your backstory? I mean, how did you get into music? Really talk into that microphone.
I would say probably also it's a parent thing. You know, my dad, you know, when I was a kid, I was just listening to whatever's on the radio, and he started getting me into like Queen and Led Zeppelin and Traffic and the Crusaders and stuff like that. And so I think that got me into music mostly.
That's interesting because, you know, I always ask people what their backstory is. And then I say, you know, what was your parents' role in your musical upbringing? And before I could ask each one of you that question, you brought up your parents and what role that they had. And I think that that's really cool because I've noticed a connection between all of the musicians with parental support. So one up for you guys. Well, that's awesome. How did you join the Civil Engineers?
They needed a sax player and a piano, obviously.
They needed a bassist, and well, they got a sax.
You didn't used to play guitar, did you?
No. Well, actually, sort of. I wasn't as good as Tilo, but a little bit. I was playing in another band that was called Level 5, and our piano player, Garrett, came to a couple of the shows, and when they needed a saxophone player, he got a hold of me because I was working at Epic with him at the time, and actually emailed me through Epic, and then I came to rehearsals, and the rest is history.
Are you a Madisonian?
I am. Yeah, I grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and then came here for college and just sort of never left.
Oh, and another one. That's two so far I've heard tonight.
So the Civil Engineers are attempting to engage with your audiences outside of social media. What does that even look like?
A lot of that really comes down to word of mouth, I think, like telling people about the show. We still put up posters, you know, on the different like poster stands throughout the city. I think Molly talks us up at her bookstore a lot with customers that come in. Yeah. It probably helps.
Yeah, the bookstore's only been open a year, so we've had like 3 gigs in that time because I was like, you guys. Also, Jason had a lot going on in that time, too. Mm-hmm. I had my bookstore baby, and he has real babies.
Yep.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with the Civil Engineers Acoustic Quartet presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Tequila, and I became invisible after shot number 6.
Well, this is why we had to stop playing this song, is because we would play it and people would get super riled up and then they would bring us lots of free shots of tequila. And there were many a rough evening after that. Oh. So we do not play this song anymore. Although we've been talking about bringing it back and maybe just saying like, please, this is metaphorical no tequila. Shots, no shots, please. No.
Well, tonight we have shots of bourbon, so we'll have to substitute.
We'll take that. Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio with the Civil Engineers.
You're sleeping. I don't want to wake you up before I go. A sweat bullets. Grab my shoes and socks and I'm looking for the door. Oh, what's your hurry? You think that I can't hear you leave, but I can tell you want to run and hide. Assess the damage. My body will recover, but I can't say the same for my pride. Tequila can be dangerous. It makes trouble seem like a real good time. I didn't want to fall in love anyway, but tequila can be dangerous. I woke up at Dexter's, afternoon sun burning a hole in the sheets. Oh, hey, Alexa, can you close the shades? And I could really use a bite to eat. This water tastes funny. Say, what's in this glass? Can't find my phone to tell me how much time has passed. I could get up now and catch my bus, but there's a pounding in my head. And since you're already gone, I guess I'll stay in bed. Tequila can be dangerous. It makes trouble seem like a real good time. I didn't want to fall in love anyway. If I close my eyes, I can almost remember how I got here, but the world is spinning. All I can taste is the salt on your skin, and I hope I never see you again. Yeah, tequila can be dangerous. Am I right, ladies? It makes trouble seem like a real good time. I know that's right. I didn't want to fall in love anyway. But tequila makes me dangerous.
The Civil Engineers live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
You can see why we had to stop playing that song. Sometimes.
Oh, I can. That was a great song. That was amazing. Hey, Rob, I wanted to mention to you that Max Inc. Radio Matinee Concert Series presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media Radio Group, Sunday, March 17th, that's St. Paddy's Day, at the High Noon Saloon. Doors at noon, show 1 to 4 p.m. You're home by dinner. Mm-hmm. It features Super Tanker, my band Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. We're going to have John and Gordy from the John and Gordy Show down there doing some emceeing. It's going to be a really good time. Sunday Matinee Concert Series by Max Inc. Radio at the High Noon Saloon, Sunday, March 17th. Now, back to the Civil Engineers right here live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. I hear you guys may be performing on the 4th of July for fireworks in Monona. You did that last year, right?
That's right. That's to be determined. We're still working on booking that, but seems like we'll be playing, yeah.
Tell us about last year. Was that...
Most likely.
Well, we're spilling the beans, I guess, here on Max Inc. Radio.
Sorry, Patrick.
And what's it like playing at a fireworks? You played amazing. That last year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's amazing. Just the energy in the crowd was great. And, you know, normally we play a lot of our original music, but a show like that, you end up playing mostly like, the hits and cover songs and stuff. And so that can be really fun to kind of put your own spin on those songs.
Like when you're playing, like, do the fireworks start going off behind you? Are you playing right before the fireworks?
We played before the fireworks last year. I'm not sure what the slot is this year, but so we watched the fireworks after our set.
That's excellent. Well, summer is coming, and look out for the Civil Engineers. Now, how do we find out about that in your shows? Online? You guys aren't on social media anymore?
No, we are. We have a website. We're on Facebook and Instagram as well.
When you've been a band for 12 years, it's hard to remember that you have to do social media now.
Right.
But we do. We do it.
Flyers and books.
Yeah, we like... Yeah, exactly. Look,
print.
We're old school Luddite band.
Wow.
Bringing it back.
Pigeons.
Yeah, we send carrier pigeons all around the city.
Blind ones, I'm sure.
With sonar.
So I saw that you recently played your second Porky's Groove Machine wedding.
What?
Now, that sounds crazy. What? Tell me what that is.
A lot of horns.
Horns.
A really horny band, huh?
Yeah. Whoa! The Porky's Groove Machine they're definitely a funk band. They put a lot of comedy in their songs. And for whatever reason, they really like us to play their weddings. So we've played two, and hopefully there will be more.
Who in Porky's Groove Machine got married?
Marshall got married first. We played his wedding. He is the trumpet player. And then Matt got married second. He's the hot dog.
The hot dog, yep.
We played his wedding as well.
We're going for the whole band. We told them they get the seventh wedding free if they book us for all of them. So.
What about the unicorn wedding? That's got to be coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah,
Shasta, if you're listening.
Oh, all right. Do you guys have any other shows kind of planned in the works coming up besides The Harmony, or This Is It? The Harmony is it. So if we want to go see Civil Engineers, a full 7-piece band, maybe an 8-piece band with Educational Davis.
We're going to have to do it. I'm not allowed at the Harmony no more.
Well, your next chance to catch Civil Engineers Live is at the Harmony Bar on Atwood Avenue in Madison on Saturday, April 27th with Invisible Cartoons. Tim, Molly, Jason, Educational Davis, thank you so much for taking the time to play with us tonight. We really appreciate it. The last song you have for us tonight, it's called Walk It Out. And, you know, I got to tell you that this is the first song by the Civil Engineers that we ever played. And it was also, I don't know if you know this, but it was the song that got you your first gig at Atwood Fest. Ooh. I think it's a great song. Tell us about Walk It Out.
Yeah, so my favorite memory of Walk It Out, and I think of this every time we play it, we were once asked to play a gig at a church for their congregation. So it was a private gig, which not really our thing, but when they told us how much they were paying, we agreed to do it. So we go to play at this church, and we get there, and they have us set up where, like, the pastor would be. And so we felt kind of weird putting our gear all over that. And they had this little, like, congregation or, like, communion thing in the back that you can walk behind. And everyone in the audience, like, was probably 96, 97 years older than us. I don't know. I'm not a mathematician. But Tilo, during his solo, decided to walk through the back of the congregation thing as he was dancing. And when he got out the other side, the entire crowd was looking at us with zero amusement on their faces. And so now I picture them every time we play this song. Yeah.
All right, well, let's hear it. We got 2 minutes, so do the 2-minute version of Walk It Out.
Double time, Tilo.
Going nowhere, and I can't go back. Dirt on my shoes, gone from gray to black. I need to find a way to make it through. Ooh, ooh. Ain't nobody gonna do it for you. Well, you can't know what the bench or what you're getting into till you take a step away. So, baby, walk it out. Walk it out. Can't say where we will go, the honey. You don't have to know as we will get there anyway if you just walk it out. Walk it out.
You've been listening to the Civil Engineers. In Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio, powered by the Aaron Weber Group, right here on the Civic Media Network.
Step by step, we will get to higher ground. Oh, yeah. Life ain't always what it seems to be. So leave it behind. And follow me.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR. HR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.